Good afternoon and welcome to the Cornerstone Christian Academy Christmas program. God has always been true to what he has said. When he told the prophets that he would send someone to save the world, he did. He didn't do it right away, but he did it at the right time. And now, we are about 2,000 years past him sending his son. And he has been faithful to us ever since and to this day. And that's what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating God's faithfulness. As you see in the booklet, in the pamphlet that you've been handed, January 25th, 2025 is the 500th anniversary of Anabaptism, when the first person who left the Catholic Church got baptized as an adult. God has been faithful ever since. God is a faithful God, and he is worth being worshipped. And that's what we plan to do tonight, or this afternoon. Let's all rise for prayer, and then we'll continue the program. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your faithfulness. You have upheld these students through all the rehearsals and the schoolwork this far, and we know you will remain faithful from here on. Allow your Holy Spirit to calm all of us who are presenting today as we worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
All my life you have been so, so good. Oh!
This concludes the singing, the major singing portion of the program. Thank you for coming out. It's an encouragement to all the students to see their hard work appreciated. At this time, we're going to be having a few instrumentals while the skit is being set up. This, to give a little context to the skit, It is taken out of a book called The Insanity of God by Nick Ripken. It is a true story, and the reason why we can tell a martyr story, this one, is because nobody dies. And you will see at the end what happens. And to give a context a little bit, when the students all stand up to sing a chorus, that is representing 1,500 inmates who were pagan before the prisoner came in. When he was dragged off, the prisoner could no longer sing because his voice was tired, was nearly dead. And at that time, 1,500 people, inmates, raised their hands to God and sang for the prisoner. And let that speak to you as God being faithful, even though someone goes into prison, even though someone goes through something difficult, God will still remain faithful.
Thank you. During the 1970s, in the communist reign in Russia, secret police had their eyes on a small village 4 hours north of Moscow where Dmitry and his family lived.
You might think I'm crazy, but I'm really concerned our sons aren't learning about Jesus. I don't have religious training, but what if we set aside one night a week to read them a Bible story and give them some of the guidance they're missing since we no longer have a real church?
Yes, I've been praying for years that you would do this.
Papa, can't we sing those songs that they sing when we go to real church?
Can we come listen to the Bible stories to sing and pray with you?
I'm not a pastor. I'm just doing this with my family.
You don't have to be. Can we join anyway? We like your singing.
You have started an illegal church.
How can you say that? I'm not a pastor and I have no religious training. This isn't a church building, just a group of friends coming together to read the Bible, to sing, pray, and sometimes help a neighbor in need.
We don't care what you call it, but this looks like a church to us. If you do not stop it, bad things will happen to you and your family.
As the group continued to grow, the authorities carried out their threats. Dmitry got fired from his job, his wife couldn't teach anymore, and his boys were expelled from school. Despite the pressure, neighbors gathered outside the windows to listen to Dmitry tell Bible stories.
We have warned you and warned you and warned you. We will not warn you again. Do not stop this nonsense. This is the least that is going to happen.
You have laid hands on the man of God and you will not survive.
2 days later, the officer dropped dead from a heart attack. The fear of God swept through the community. At the next house church service, more than 150 people showed up. The authorities couldn't let it continue, so they hauled him 1,000 kilometers away from his family and locked him in a prison. There, among 1,500 hardened criminals, Dmitry's faith endured. Dmitry's daily practice of raising his hands to the east to sing his heart song is one of the reasons he remained faithful. Another practice that kept his faith strong was writing all the scripture that he had memorized onto shreds of paper and sticking them high on the pole in his cell.
I told you last time, if you write more of this nonsense, you're going to die.
Regardless of the death threats, Dmitry continued this for almost 2 decades. The guards tortured his family and even led him to believe that his wife had been murdered and his children had been taken by the state.
We've ruined your home and your family is gone.
I'll sign any confession you want me to sign. I must get out of here to find my children.
Good. We will prepare your confession tonight, and you will sign it in the morning. Then you will be free to go.
Bring it tomorrow, and I'll sign it.
think God is telling me Dimitri is giving up. We must pray for him, now.
I'm not signing anything.
What happened?
In the night, God let me hear the voices of my wife, my children, my brother praying for me. I know my wife is alive and my sons are with her. They are still in Christ. I'm not signing anything.
I told you last time, you are going to die.
Let's rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being faithful to us, for upholding us, for allowing us to have voices to raise, to honor you, to glorify you. We ask your blessing over the break that we're planning to have now. Will you allow us to do everything to your glory and honor? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.